Blog Talk Radio.
All right. I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to She's On Radio. It's the season premiere. We're back. Y'all been asking about us. You already know who I am. KC, all the way from Richmond, Virginia, CEO of She's On Entertainment. The show is not about me tonight. We have a very, very, very awesome guest. You know what, guest? I'm not even going to introduce you, man, because it wouldn't even be me. You're home. You're sitting on my couch, right? So I need you to go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody, man. Let them know who you are.
What's up, world? It's your girl, Damoto Motto. What's going on? Peace, love, joy, happiness. What's going on with you, though, Casey? What's up?
Man, look. I'm going to tell you what's going on with me, man. I have gained about 6 extra pounds. I'm up here telling everybody to lose weight, man. And, Thanksgiving came around. I had leftovers every night. Keep it real.
I did, too, though. I'm going to lie, man. My appetite went skyrocket. I ain't going to lie. I'm in the gym every day. But since Thanksgiving, I've been kind of, like, on the lazy side. I've just been eating. And then I got that itis, you know what I'm saying, Thanksgiving itis. You just want to eat and sleep. We need to get back on our P's and Q's, man.
man, we got to, man. But you know what, though? I think around that time of year, Christmas and Thanksgiving, you know, that's just family time. We don't even think about the pounds, right? All we're thinking about is being around our family in June. We forget everything. It's just we happy, kids, you know. It's still no excuse, right?
No. No, once Thanksgiving is over, it's back on the grind. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man. We're going to make that pat. We're going to check on
all
you.
Right.
Say, hey. I'm going to say, hey.
I'll call you tomorrow. In the morning.
All right, I'm going tomorrow, too, man. We're going to make that pat right now. Right now. So that's what I want you to do, Tomo. Tell us a little bit about you, man. Like, what exactly do you have going on?
Well, 24 years old, from Toledo, Ohio, born and raised. I'm a strong, like 5'4". I'm short for what I do. But I'm a model. I've been doing this right now for about 2.5 years. And it's just been expanding, like, tremendously, from photo shoots to fashion shows to interviews to the magazine, which we can get into, you know, so a little later in the show. And networking with people and expanding my brand, and just everything, man. It's a crazy roller coaster I'm on right now, but it's all worth it right now. And I appreciate my supporters out there that's been riding with me and being loyal to me and helping me out every step of the way.
That's what's up, man. You know what? It feels so good when you can have people in your corner, man. Like, real talk. I'm gonna go ahead and drop you some knowledge too, man. Like, you one person trying to do something positive and make a change in the community. Not only the GLBT, Lord, they're going to kill me, girl. I understand it wrong. I'm going to be on the news, girl.
Right. You know, they're going to be on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes, girl, they're going to have me on Instagram. Like, KC said it wrong, Shankle. The GLBTQAA ad community. You know, but also you trying to make a pavement and do something new. Like, tell them about, this is the most, oh my God, this is the most awesome thing I've ever heard in my life. Now, we know that we might see studs going real world, you know. I think we've seen a stud go on Bad Girls Club. We saw Flo.
Yeah.
I don't know what she was. I love you, Flo. Casey, love you. But what you're trying to do is awesome, man. I want to tell the people what you're trying to do, but I think I want to give you the honor and let them know what you're trying to do. It's big, y'all. Y'all got to hear it. Go ahead.
Basically, what I'm trying to do is something different. When you think of a model, what do you think of? You visualize, like, seeing a model in a magazine. You see tall, real skinny, blonde hair, blue eyes. Especially for a female model, real, probably in a bathing suit, probably in lingerie. But what people don't really see is a model just being them, being they self,
right,
and being comfortable and being they self and showing the world, like, I can be me. I don't got to be what the world want me to be accepted. How about I try something different? And what a lot of people don't know is the world loves to see something different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it takes a lot of support behind it for people to, like, change their concept of what they think of a lot of things. But for the most part, I mean, for me, I started it off of basically I had some issues going on with myself. I was very insecure about myself growing up as a kid and in my younger teenage years and going into it as an adult. I had very low self-esteem with myself. I didn't think I was cool. I didn't think I was pretty. I didn't think nobody liked me. I could barely look at myself in the mirror. It was just one of those, like, real low points in my life. And it was just something that I felt for myself. Like, it wasn't people really telling me, like, oh, you ugly or nothing like that. It was just me, myself. I just didn't feel like I was beautiful or pretty or anything like that. So, like, a couple of years back, this guy I was working with, he was trying to build his portfolio as a photographer. He was like, man, let me get you up under the camera. And I'm like, me? Nah. I was dating a chick at the time, and she was more of the model-like look. I'm like, you can shoot her. So she started shooting her. And then eventually he came back to me like, come on, let me shoot. Come on, let's shoot. I'm like, all right, let's shoot. So we shot, and, man, the amount of support I got off of that, people like, oh, man, like, that's dope. Like, that's different because no one sees a stud model dressed in men's clothing and short in this industry. And I think I not only want to prove it to myself, but I want to prove it to everybody else that no matter what you want to be in life, no matter what people say ain't going to work, man, you can do it. You can do it. I've been doing this 2.5 years, and when I say it went from 0 to 100 real quick, it went from 0 to 100 real quick. And, I mean, I'm not even at the place where I'm where I really ultimately want to be, but the speed of where in which it's happening, like, people was telling me, oh, you're too short, you can't be no model. Boom, checkmate, I did that. No one's going to let you model no men's clothing and no fashion show. Boom, did that, checkmate. it was just so many things, like, people were saying, even going into the modeling industry, that they said couldn't happen and won't happen, and I was just doing it, like, little by little, just proving myself and them wrong. Like, you can do whatever you want to do as long as you believe and you strongly believe, you can get anybody to believe in your vision and your dream.
Okay. Yeah. So, inspired you to want to become a model, and not just a model, a stud model. What inspired you to want to just do that? That's just awesome.
It came from him shooting that. The photographer, his name was Jason Rayford. He actually has his own photography company now. It's called FSF Photography. And at the time of him building his portfolio, he just had me, my ex-girlfriend at the time, and me and her real good friends, and a couple other people. And we built a team. And when I say I wanted to shoot all the time, I was shooting, like, once or twice a month, just shooting, though, not really doing, like, fashion shows or anything like that, but just shooting. And I started to see, like, that inner beauty in me, inside of me, I started to see it, like, come out a little bit more. I stopped looking down, frowning all the time. I started smiling more with people, interacting with people more. Just a lot of stuff inside of me that I had that hurt from feeling neglected from my father, you know what I'm saying? That I started reaching out to my father and healing those wounds between our relationship. Everything around me just started getting brighter and brighter. So I didn't even know too much about stud models. There's not really a lot of stud models out in the industry right now. So at that point in time, I hadn't heard nothing about a stud model until, you know what I'm saying, I started doing it, and people was like, you know what I'm saying, this is different. This is something that you really, if you're going to do it, you need to do it. Like, no, don't play no games with it, because this is something that can be bigger than what you actually think it could be. And from there, it honestly was bigger than what I thought it could be. And I mean, I'm taking it one day at a time. I'm enjoying this. It's nothing like waking up and like looking at yourself in the mirror and like, yo, you cool, man. Like, you real cool for real. Like, it's just a whole nother side of me that I love and that I miss out in my childhood and my early teenage and adulthood that I'm just trying to gain back, and I'm doing it right now. And it's a blessing. Thank you. I thank God for everything that's been going on thus far. It's takeover season right now.
That's what's up. So, have any special projects coming up?
I actually do.
Tell them.
I'm supposed to tell you everything, though. I'll tell you everything. I like to keep people on their toes for real. So
Tell them some.
I'm gonna see if I have what it honestly takes. I think I'm really doing this just to for the criticism, just to see for them to critique me. But I am about to audition for America's Next Top Model, Cycle 22.
Ooh.
Not too sure. Yeah, I'm 5'4", so yeah, that's short in the modeling industry. And I'm about to take full advantage of this. I ain't gonna lie, I'm nervous. I'm like shaky right now, but just thinking about it, I'm like shaking. But sometimes you gotta do the ultimate challenges in life. You gotta put yourself to the test, and you gotta overcome every challenge that comes your way. And I feel like this is probably gonna be the biggest challenge that I faced thus far. And I'm gonna go down there. Is it Cincinnati? I'm gonna go down there. Actually, I'm trying to gather some funds to do so. The Down With A Model Fund that I'm doing right now on GoFundMe.com. If you can, I appreciate both ways. But just a little help from my supporters, you know what I'm saying, to help me go through this change. And for me to go down there as a stud model that we haven't seen on America's Next Top Model yet, it's something different, and I'm trying to change their minds. I'm trying to change their opinions on the industry.
Yeah, I heard her. One more time, Donald, plug that link one more time so everybody can know how to, you know, support you.
Well, yeah, it's www.gofundme.com /IB. I as in Isaac, B as in boy, 9 M as in money, 4 G as in great. If you can only do 99 cent, hey, you can only do 99 cent. I know my budget ain't all that good, and my bank account looking a little sluggish right now due to the holidays. But you got a girlfriend, you know, your pocket's always thin. But. if you can go there, if you're going to give a dollar, everything, every little bit counts. And that money is strictly going to Damo the Model. It's not going to my personal expense. It's not going to no other type of expense. It's only going to my modeling expense, because it's really hard out here as a model to catch every audition, to catch every fashion show. And what a lot of people don't know is, a lot of stuff that models do, we don't get paid for real. Especially if you're just starting out. If you're getting paid for it, man, you're lucky. I'm just going to say that right now. And where I'm from in Ohio, you don't really get paid for too much modeling stuff here. So although I have done a lot of work and I do have a lot of accomplishments, I am published and I'm working with clothing lines and stuff like that. All of that is a blessing. But, the travel expenses, you know, so I'm trying to go to New York and Atlanta and California. I'm trying to expand outside Ohio. And that costs. So, I'm just asking for, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to beg you, but if you believe in me and you believe in my vision, hey, you know what I'm saying, sow a seed into making my dreams a reality.
You know what, though, man? I'm going to tell you one thing for real, man. Anything you put your mind to, you can do, you know. As far as the whole GoFundMe thing. You know, that's, to be real with you, I feel like everybody in this community has once said, hey, I have a dream, I have a mission, this is what I'm trying to do, you know. And I just feel like we're just like, I don't know, you know how they tell you to, you know, white on white support, black on black support. You know, I just feel like as the, you know, as the gay community, we have so many cultures, so many races. Like, we're trying to come together and build this one unit, you know, and you're trying to do something awesome. And like Studology says, I'm going to shout out to Studology. Like Studology says, we all we got. You know, we gotta stop putting money into our gay events, our seminars, our models, our actresses, our web series. We gotta start supporting each other because, hey, one day, you know what, Damo? You may be the person that changed the face of everything.
That's awesome that you just said. Yeah, that's awesome that you just said it. And another thing to add to that. Because people always want to see change. And in order for you to see change, you have to come together for other, like if I want the heterosexual community to see me, I got to get my own community to see me. You know what I'm saying? And if they can back me up, of course the heterosexual community ain't got no choice but to see me because, you know what I'm saying? I'm a prime example. My home girl, Temper, huge following. Her following is so huge, the heterosexual community know her. You know what I'm saying? It's like that with models, actresses, music artists. I know so many artists that's in the gay community that are so talented, and they are not heard. And Jenny Montana, for one. And I just started following her and listening to her music. I love her music. Casper, and she just moved down to Texas. I love her music. That she sound like, I ain't gonna lie, she sound like Chris Brown, but it's her voice. Like that's just how she sound. But man, like we have so much talent. Rich Kid Rock here in Ohio, a phenomenal lyricist. We have a lot of talent. And one thing I do when I do my interviews, I'm not afraid to talk about other people and their accomplishments. Like I just preached and said, Temper and Jenny Montana and Casper and Rich Kid Rye. Look, they trying to make it just like me. And if I want support, they need support too. So it's like when people need to know who out here. And those are some people that's out here. There's other people out here. Z Promo. I just seen her, she got a music video out or something like that. That's hard. Her passenger seat or something like that. That's hard. Like, I support that stuff. Part of the body. Everybody's a part of the body. I support that stuff, you know what I'm saying? But in order for people to see us on TV and these movies, I don't want to just see us on low-budget movies. I want to go to the movies, you know what I'm saying, the movie cinema, the theaters, and see one of us on in a movie. Like, it can happen, but it starts with us. It really do. Stop all that hating. Stop. I mean, I'm 24. That is so dead to me. Stop all the hating. Stop hating a person because they look better than you or they swag tighter than yours. Just get you together. You know what I'm saying? You can't get mad at them because they doing them. Just get you together.
Exactly.
Find something that makes you. That brings out the brighter side in you. Because what might be good for her might not be good for you. Everybody can't be a model. Everybody can't be a singer. Everybody can't be a rapper. But it might be something like I've never in a million years growing up, I thought I was going to be a basketball player. I just knew I was going to the WNBA. I just knew it. I never thought I would be a model. Never. Especially growing up. A model? No, not me. But, I mean, God has a plan for me, and I feel like he's using me to inspire others. So I'm going to let him use me, and if being a model is using me, hey, I'll take it.
I know that's right, Chad. Lord. Say it again. Say it one more time. I don't think they heard
it. I'll take it.
One more time.
You got to know what God has for you. what God Woo. Has for you might not be for the next person. When God designed us specifically for us, you know what I'm saying? What's for me ain't for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do radio, that's you. I can't, look, be on the radio, that ain't me. But God gave you that gift. You know what I'm saying? God gave you that gift. And God gave me the gift to be in front of a camera and to inspire others. Look, you can be tall, you can be short, you can be skinny, my mind is going blank right now.
It's okay, babe. Get it together, girl. It's okay.
Heavy set. I mean, you can be heavy set in the modeling industry. They take those too. Right. Baby, everybody is beautiful in their own little way. So yeah.
You got it. So this is what we gonna do, everybody. This is what I want you to do right now. If you're online, dial 646-716-6977. If you would like to talk to Don Mario, just give her a little words of encouragement. Say, hey, I'm hearing you. I support you. You can even ask her, what's your favorite color? Ask her exactly what was on her plate for Thanksgiving. Ask her anything you want to ask her. This is exactly what the show is about. It's connecting you to your favorite stars, all right? So press the number one right now if you would like to speak to us. They'll be scared. Come on. See, now they're scared.
They're going to ask me. People going to ask me. They're going to be emailing me, DMing me, inboxing me, all these questions. You know what I'm saying? You should have said that on the show. I'm going to bring that up first
exactly.
Before I answer the question. You should have said that on
number
the show.
Number one. Exactly. It's pressing number one. Say, hey, boo, you cute. Because I know y'all fans, y'all want to say it. Go ahead and tell it. You know, I know y'all want to say, what's your name? You know, you might want to know a real name. I hope she don't tell you on the air. No, I'm just joking. But, you know, she like chicken. That's one of some of y'all favorite questions. Ask her, do she like chicken? Ask her anything,
man. You like chicken? Now, I'm going to ask you some questions until we get a caller. You like chicken?
Exactly.
You like chicken? What was on your plate? You know, I want to know
what
was on your plate.
I like chicken, girl. Chicken is it, honey. You hear me? Whew, oh,
did you suck the bone dry?
Yes, honey. Suck the bone dry.
I heard.
The gristle. Get the bone marrow. See, I eat my chicken like I eat my woman. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's another show. That's another show.
Hey, make it
P.O.P., baby, I love you. Don't kill me. Hey.
Let her know. Just let her know she deserves it at the end. You're like, you deserve it.
Yeah.
You had a long day. You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Just know what I just said was for you, boo. Just know it.
Nah, I'm done. Okay. Thank
we
you.
Gotta call her.
We do. All right.
Never mind. They put they pushed the one again. They scared.
I think they did. My girlfriend might be online. She shouldn't have heard that.
I know. We're going to be in trouble tonight. We're going to get
it.
That should make y'all want to press the number one. Now, we done gave y'all some easy questions. Ask her what's her favorite color.
Right.
Ask her what school she went to. Ask her where she's from. Ask her what's her plan. Exactly. They scared.
A lot of these questions, yeah. I'm probably the opposite of what everybody thinks. I get that a lot. Like, people go through my Instagram and stuff like that, and they be like, you the same kind of different than what you, than how you talking to me right now. I'm like,
that's
really?
Always,
I'm like, come on now. You sound like a motivational speaker talking to me right now. Oh, I'm sorry.
Man, you know what? I think on Facebook, people think I'm bipolar as hell, man. I'd be like, man, I can't stand love. Then I'd be like, I want me a boo. I don't want nobody laying beside me. Come lay with me, girl. Somebody. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but you know what? Facebook ain't for. Yeah, you know, people put their whole person to life on it. Like, I'm on the toilet taking a shit. Like, see, we do not care. You know?
I keep my private life very private. Very private, because I feel like that's all that I have to myself for real, for real. And can't nobody really take that from me. So I don't really broadcast my private life. I mean, I answer any question in my private life, you know what I'm saying, like on interviews, hint, right. Hint. Like, y'all would be personal about me. I'll be trying to act, but I don't really just put stuff out there, like, on the internet. Like, you won't see pictures of, like, my mom and them and stuff like that. Like, even though my mom, she led a camera, she don't get none of this. She don't get none of my fans. No, you can't get none of my love. She's trying to take over my love. You can't take over my love. My mom, she cool, though. Like, my family, like, they real dope right now. Right now, they
How does your family feel about you being gay? And how does your family feel about you going to this next top model?
Okay. Uh-oh. Now that was a great question because I grew up in a family where my mom is and dad is a minister. So, yeah, I'm like the rebellious one in the family. But, I mean, they don't agree with the lifestyle, but they still love me. You know what I'm saying? And that's all that really matters to me is that my mom and dad still love me for me. You know what I'm saying? They don't try to change me. But they just, that the lifestyle and bringing the girlfriends and stuff over like that, I am very respectful because at the end of the day, I only got one mom and dad. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if they don't want to see it, I'm not gonna broadcast it. You know what I'm saying? In front of them.
Right.
That's just how that is. But I grew up in a Christian based home. Went to church. We still go to church every single Sunday. I'm in church every single Sunday. I don't miss a Sunday. I play music for my church. I play drums and keyboard. I'm a sound technician for my church right now. So. Yeah, I'm very active in my church, and I think that's because, you know what I'm saying, growing up and having that strong foundation at home, but, I mean, I can't change me, you know what I'm saying, and how I am, and this is how I am. You know, I mean, people always say, like, you, this is a choice. I don't think my lifestyle was a choice. I really think I was, like, like born this way, to be honest. I mean, I can remember being a kid and loving women, but I feel like if it was something I could change, I probably would have been changed it by now, but, I mean, I can't. So I just feel like this is who I am. And, you know what I'm saying, my parents, as long as I'm respectful, my parents is cool with it. That's how that goes. But as far as me modeling, they actually love, and they're very supportive of my modeling career, which was like, I was real skeptical. I didn't tell my parents for like a whole year that I was a model just because I didn't want to show them pictures and they see me with a girl or in men's clothing, which they see on the daily, but it's different when you broadcasting this to the world to see, you know what I'm saying? It's different. I mean, if you just in some small tweet, Ohio, I mean, that's fine. But when you broadcasting these pictures to the world, this is going out. Once it's on the internet, it's on the internet. You can't change nothing that's on the internet. So, I mean, when I showed them my pictures, they were actually excited, I think, because they seen that light in me that I didn't have growing up and finally that confidence boost that I had in myself that I didn't have when I was a kid. And they're 100% supportive. They come to my fashion shows. My mom, she helped me out with different ideas for for photo shoots and stuff like that. All my photo shoots are my ideas. It's never something given to me, like somebody like, oh, let's do this. It's always every photo shoot I've done was my idea that I've seen and I envisioned it. And I'm like, yo, I'm about to do that. And I just do it. So, and I talked to my mom about doing America's Next Top Model, and she was like, really? I'm like, yeah, what you think? And my mom, she don't really give you a yes or a no answer. She always give you a pray and ask God and see what he say. And I'm like, I get that, but I want to know your opinion, like, what you think. She's like, I think it'll be good, but, you know, such a prayer and ask God to see if it's in your plan. My mom just, she really just want me to, like, finish school and stuff like that. I just finished my semester, and Lord Jesus, I mean, I finished with 4A, so I'm cool, but it's hard to balance. yeah, it's hard to balance the schooling and the modeling and still trying to, you know what I'm saying, make a living for yourself. So, yeah, she was like, I hope it don't conflict with your schooling and just pray and ask God. And I'm the type, man, if I want to do it, I'm just going to go do it. That's just me. I feel like if I have the courage to do something, I'm just going to go. Yeah. You hit me with a challenge. You can challenge me on the show to do something, and I bet you I go do it. Say, like, Dom, I need you to do this in a shoot. And I'll be like, yo, you know what? In about a month, I'll probably make something happen for you. But, I mean, whatever I put my mind to, I just do it. That's how you got to be in life, though.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Go back to these lines right quick, see if we got somebody else that wants to know. Don't be scared if you are online right now.
6-4. They probably got somebody at work in the morning.
We got somebody, baby.
313-221.
Talk to Domo.
Hey, Dominique. This is Milan. I just wanted to tell you that I'm proud of you and that I love you. And keep it up, and I know you're going to make it.
Oh, thank you, boo. What's your name? What she say your name was? She just said she loved me.
Milan.
Oh, what up, baby?
You look good.
Where you calling from? Tell the world where you calling from.
Detroit.
Oh, okay. Detroit, Milan. You ain't got no questions for me?
Mm-mm.
I know you got something. You ain't got nothing up your sleeve?
Mm-mm.
Well, that's cool. I appreciate your love and support. And I appreciate you calling in.
No problem.
And I love you more.
Okay, Dominique.
Dang. She done gave my government name.
I heard teddy bears and stuff. All right. Ladies, Preston number one, as you see, you can ask her anything. She's humble. She want to talk to you. She want to get to know you. Ask her anything. Don't be scared. All right, Donald, this is what I want you to do. I want you to tell everybody how you can get in contact with you, social network, YouTube, all the information, Facebook, all that stuff, man.
Facebook, you can follow me at Dominique Domo the Model Pryor. Twitter, you can follow me at Domo the Model _ Instagram, Domo the Model. YouTube, I got a documentary I came out with in the summertime, basically following my journey throughout the summertime. You can see how the ins and outs it takes to be a model, the struggles I had to deal with, basically the blood, sweat, and tears, but the passion behind it, too. You can go on YouTube at the documentary of Dominique Domo the Model Pryor, embarking on my journey. There's some talks, season two up in the air. We're thinking about going next summer. We got a lot going on right now with photo shoots and auditions and stuff coming up. I got Fashion Week Cleveland audition coming up. I actually walked in that last year, and I'm auditioning again to walk in it next year, 2015. America's Next Top Model. I got a lot of photo shoots coming up right now. I'm doing a book cover coming up. Can't give you too many details on it, but it's going to be big. It's going to be crazy. And I'm out here to keep supporting. Stay loyal to me. I'm going to stay loyal to y'all. Y'all going to see me dedicated, but humble at the same time. And GoFundMe.com, if you can, donate. Even if you can't donate, if you just want to just reach out to me and, you know what I'm saying, talk to me. I get that all the time because people like right now on the radio show, don't got nothing to say. But watch the emails get the flooding in a minute. But, yeah, if you want to reach out to me, domodomodelbookings@gmail.com, to ask me anything, and I'm willing to help out anyone that's actually coming up and just want to know what they have to do to get in the industry. I don't have no problems giving people advice and letting them know what to do, the tools that they need to utilize to be in this industry. I'm not one of people like, oh, you trying to step on my toes. I'm not one of them people. I feel like if I'm destined for greatness, ain't nobody gonna stop my greatness. And I'm my biggest competitor, so I mean, it is what it is. If you need help, I'm gonna help you.
All right, Damo. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in to She's On Radio, man. It was definitely an honor to speak to you, man. And all I got to say, man, is one, you are one person. If I can do it, you can do it, all right? That's all. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to tell you this. I'm not going to tell you that. I am one person. I made a dream happen. You one person. You can make a dream happen. Just keep praying. Get on your knees every night. Hey, get on your knees a couple of times and say, hey, leave me where I need to go. Oh, you heard me. Look, even if you on the toilet, nothing else to do, just pray. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk.
No,
like,
really.
It goes down. You know what I'm saying? You're on the toilet, you know. Even when you are waiting in line at McDonald's, waiting on that fish fillet sandwich, girl, pray. Okay.
Yeah, hey, I'm a 4-piece chicken nugget, small fry, and a medium high C type person.
Your high C sauce.
Yes.
That's high C, honey. Yes. Look, you remember those fishy McBites? Them things was nasty, but they had like a nice taste to it. Like it was at somebody's cookout eating them some fried fish. It was delicious. See, we over here talking about food, and we are on a mission, girl. You
making
hear me?
Me hungry, girl. I got to do in the morning. You making me hungry.
Exactly. You know McDonald's 24 hours, right? You got me on my fat girl thing going on. See, look, you know what?
I made a salad the other day. I put cranberries in it. Oh my God, it was delightful. And then I put like the little seeds, like peanut seeds in it. Yeah, I put that in it. Put the French dressing. I know y'all some ranch dressing eaters. I put the French dressing in there though. You feel me? And that was one delightful salad. I ain't gonna lie, that was amazing. I love that.
Oh, that's right. You're making me hungry. I want to go make me a salad and put some fish on. Look.
Try a shrimp salad. That is the best.
Oh, yeah, I love shrimp salad. You ever had the shrimp salad at Applebee's with that bacon vinaigrette?
Hey, if it ain't on the 2-for-20 menu, I ain't even looking.
It is, though. You can get, like, if you go before, like, what? If you go, like, the lunchtime, it's endless salads, man. Soup, salad, and bread.
I'm going to try to check it out. Maybe I go check Boothang out. You know what I'm saying? You know, we live in two different states. So maybe I go see Boothang, or Boothang come see me, and I take an Applebee's, and we can go do the shrimp salad or whatever. And we're going to say, I'm going to say KC said, you know what I'm saying, the shrimp salad was the bomb. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we should,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you, man. But like I said, man, thank you so much for coming in. And She's On Radio. Definitely got to get out of here. Plug them one more time. Plug them one more time. Let them know what they can get at you.
Follow me right now. Damo the Model on Instagram. Damo the Model underscore on Twitter and Facebook. Dominique Damo the Model Prior. Make sure y'all catch y'all Embarking on My Journey, the documentary of Dominique Damo the Model Prior on YouTube. And then GoFundMe.com. IB9M4G to donate and give and sow a seed into making my dreams a reality. I'm going to catch y'all, you know what I'm saying? Be cool, be safe. God is love. Have a happy holidays. Don't eat too much. And remember, Jesus is the reason for the season.
All right now. Woo! All right, man. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Casey.
All right. Ladies, I want to thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in to She's On Radio. As you know, we are here every Monday through Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern. This number that you call, log it in your phone, save it as She's On Radio. Call it every day at 11 p.m. Eastern. Y'all can email me, KAYCEE dot Shezone at gmail.com. Y'all can hit me on Facebook, KAYCEE space CEO space Shezone on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at KC10Shezone. Inbox me, y'all want me to talk about a specific topic. Y'all want me to bring somebody on here. You know, I'm all about making sure y'all are smiling for me, okay? All right. Love y'all. Y'all have a good night.